This show is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Welcome to the Dr. Joy Brown Show. Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Great idea. 855-993-7569. So you guys tell me whether you think this is really smart or really stupid. It turns out that Maryland has removed parallel parking from the driver's test. They said it's pointless, it takes up too much time, and people don't die going 2 miles an hour. Well, if you're hit by a car going 2 miles an hour, you could be. So that's kind of a specious argument. They're deciding that people really do need to know how to parallel park, but it shouldn't be tested. They said that most states have driving tests that last maybe 20 minutes. Mine didn't. Mine lasted like an hour. Of course, that was back when dinosaurs roamed the earth and, you know, there were horses and buggies. That's true. The examiner has to test the driver's ability to assess their surroundings, accelerate, brake, steer smoothly, perform lane changes, make left, right, U-turn, and three-point turns, avoid pedestrians, bicyclists, and kids who are not paying much attention, get on and off the freeway. I didn't have to get on and off a freeway. And all the other things that drivers face every single day. In Maryland, they have to reverse into a parking space, as I did. I had to parallel park. There's no way an examiner can accurately test all of these things in a 15-minute span. And if you, the idea is, if you throw in parallel parking, valuable time is wasted on something that should have been taught to begin with. Well, I mean, so should, I mean, presumably, if the first time you get in a car is when you're taking your driver's test, you're going to flunk it. So all of these things should have been taught to begin with. They're saying that people have a tendency to confuse teaching and testing. Most states, drivers under the age of 18 need to get a maximum of 50 hours of instruction from family or friends. There was no, I basically, before I took first of all, there's a learning permit in some states. Some states have them, some states don't. And you have to drive a car with somebody else in who's licensed in it. But it doesn't say how many hours, number one, and who would keep track of the hours. The idea being, before you take a driver's test, you should know how to drive. And this is saying in Maryland, they're mandatory 6 hours from an instructor, which was not true in Colorado. When I took my driver's test, I actually took driver's ed at school, and that may have made the difference. But I learned to drive from my father, which was, of course, my brothers and sisters learned to drive from me because my father tended to yell and I don't. During the hours, they're saying, well, people should know how to parallel park before they take the test. Well, but basically, they should be able to do all these things before they take the test. The driving school says we have a lot of parents who want us to make sure we spend a lot of time on parallel parking and make sure it's a focus of a large portion of the behind-the-wheel training. Our response is nobody dies while parallel parking, which is, of course, not true because you can run over a kid or a dog or, I mean, if you're not paying any attention. And when you pull out, you can get sideswiped. I mean, so it's a specious argument. It really is. We want to work on entering and exiting expressways and focus on more dangerous maneuvers. You know, I disagree. When states decide to include parallel parking in the test, they're wasting variable examination time. They're putting would-be drivers in a trafficless vacuum that doesn't exist. They're asked to parallel park, not between other cars, but using cones. I wasn't. I had to do it on the street. So maybe it's their test that sucks, not the idea of parallel parking. Basically, they only have a few minutes to complete the mover. They don't have to deal with visibility issues. See, I had to parallel park on a street. So the issue is not parallel parking. It's the issue that they don't have an accurate way of parallel parking, or so their test is stupid. But I think they're wrong. So we put it up on the website of, do you think parallel parking should be a part of the driver's test, why or why not? And for me, it was one of the more difficult things to do. And I actually remember what they said you had to do, which is that you had to you line up with the car in front of the parking spot you're in. You line up with them, and then you start to turn. You back up straight, and you start turning your wheel when your front door is with their back door. After all these years, I can still remember that. It was probably the most traumatic of all the stuff that I had to do was the parallel park. So I think they're I think they're completely wrong. So there. Susan, you're on the air. I'm Dr. Joy Brown. Howdy.
Hello.
Hi, Susan.
Hi, Dr. Joy. How are you?
I'm very well today. How are you, kiddo?
I'm pretty good.
I'm going to help.
I called. I'll let you know. I'm sorry. Sorry, I'm a little nervous.
That's all right.
There we go. I called probably, I'm going to say 9-10 months ago.
Okay.
I found out that my husband had cheated on me. And supposedly only one time that I know of. And had given me an STD. That's how I found out.
Yeah.
And you were great, though. You kind of talked me through it and told me that, you know, the ball was in my court and he wanted to make everything work and told me he would try anything. And so about 6-7 months later, I was in denial and thinking, oh, it's going to be okay. Everything's all right. But he really wasn't trying. He wouldn't go to counseling. He said he was going to and never made the appointment. I was, but he wasn't. Anyways, to make a long story short, I told him right after I found out he cheated that if we were going to make it work, he had to do A, B, C, and D. And he really didn't do any of it. He did it for like maybe a month. And that's
what were your A, B, C, and D out of curiosity?
It was like cut back on the drinking.
Okay.
He couldn't go on any of the same type of trips that he had been on where he had been cheating.
Mm-hmm.
And he ended up booking a trip to basically try and spend a little bit more time with me.
Okay.
And like I said, he tried for about a month or less, and we had some pretty good fights here and there in between, and he would say things like, "Well, you're just going to have to get over it. You're just going to have to get over it." I'm like, "But have you even done anything to help me get over it?" You know.
Okay.
So he ended up booking this trip, and he said, "Well, you know, I gotta go. You know, it's something I need to do. I need to take a break for myself." And I was like, "What about me? I'm going through hell right now." So anyways, I told him, if you do this, I guess this is your way of telling me that you're done and you don't want to try and we're going to get a divorce. And he said, yeah, I guess so.
How long have you been married at this time?
Over 20 years.
Jeez. Do you have kids together?
Yeah. Yes.
How old are the kids?
18 and 20.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. So he booked the trip. What was the trip about?
It was a getaway with the guys.
And that's where he cheated before?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, so I had let him actually go on a trip probably a month after I found out he cheated because it had already been booked and it was not too far away and I knew everybody he was going with. So I'm very flexible.
Okay.
I'm definitely somebody who...
You were really trying to save the marriage, it sounds like.
Oh, I was.
Yeah.
So I've kind of come to the conclusion, you know, I had a really rough time for about a couple weeks after that when he booked the trip and when he was away on the trip. And then he came back and he thought everything's going to be hunky-dory. And I think he thought that I would, you know, forget that we had a big blow up and that he said, you know, everything that was said was said. And,
how long ago was the ultimatum?
Oh, about 2 months ago.
Okay.
It was about 2 months ago, and then he went on the trip about a month and a half ago, and he came back from the trip, and he was like, you know, it seems like you're trying to avoid me. I'm like, yeah, duh. Yeah, I think so. since then, you know, we've agreed that we're going to get a divorce. We've had a couple of nights where he's come home and begged me to forgive him, and you know, and everything. We're living together and getting along well enough for our children and whatnot. But
right, Sugar, let me put you on hold. We'll come back and get to the gist of this because it doesn't sound like you're a very happy camper. Let's see what we can do for you.
No.
All right,
855-993-7569.
I'm Dr. Joy Brown. We'll be right back.
Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
My dad was 59 when he collapsed from a heart attack late last year. Just this past August was when we spread his ashes on the St. Croix River. I loved my dad, but boy was he stubborn. He hadn't been to the doctor in over 25 years. His excuse? He simply couldn't afford it. He wasn't a rich man by any means. At less than $107 per month, LibertyOnCall.org would have been the perfect alternative for my father. Don't wait. Go to LibertyOnCall.org right now for not just your sake, but for the sake of your loved ones. Again, that's LibertyOnCall.org.
Hi, this is Ron Paul. I'm a former 22-year congressman and Republican presidential candidate. I'm here to tell you about something that just might save your lives. You never know when there will be another Katrina, an economic collapse, or a serious drought. We should all have a little food storage that will carry us through tough times. I'm going to tell you about a great way to do that. A U.S. company named Harvest Right has a kitchen appliance that can help you be prepared. It's a home freeze dryer. With the product, you can preserve the food your family loves. And the best part is, the food will last 25 years and still taste great. I've tried it, and it's amazing. With a home freeze dryer from Harvest Right, you can literally freeze dry anything you eat. Even things like ice cream. To learn more, call Harvest Right today at 800-594-4635 or go to harvestright.com. That's 800-594-4635 or harvestright.com.
Worried about lead, fluoride, and other contaminants in your drinking water? Purchase a ProPure system during the Crazy May sale and get a free ProMax shower filter or water filter pitcher. Remove up to 200 contaminants with the Pro1G 2.0 truly cleanable, reusable filter. We don't stretch our claims. We just deliver performance. Visit your authorized ProPure dealer for details or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771. Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IVC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Have a question? Need advice? Dr. Joy Brown is here to help at 855-99-DR-JOY.
We're talking to Susan, who called me a bunch of months ago because she had an STD that she'd gotten from her husband of 19 years. Who she found out was cheating. He said, it only happened once. I really want to stay married to you. And so we talked to her about, you know, what she really wanted and what she wanted to stay married. So she basically came up with a set of of basically rules or not really restrictions, but kind of requests as much as anything else, or maybe even demands. I mean, it was probably stronger than a request, but less than a demand of saying, all right, here's what we need to do, requirements. Let's call them requirements. Number one, stop drinking, or cut down your drinking, which we probably need to circle back on at some point, maybe. Second, don't go on these trips where you are tempted and succumb. Spend more time with me and get into therapy. And so he said, yeah, and didn't do them. So he recently went on a couple months ago, said, I'm going on this trip because I really need some time apart. And she's saying, not fair, not okay. If this is really, and hasn't been in therapy. What about the drinking? Has he cut back on the drinking at all?
Oh, gosh, no.
Okay.
No.
Well, my guess is that at the base of all of this really is the drinking behavior, which is really a harbinger of some serious depression going on. But we'll leave that temporarily. All right. So she said, if you do this, you know, I'm done. He did it, came back, and she said, and he assumes everything's okay. All right. So what's the question for today? Where are we today?
Well, I think he's accepted the fact that I mean business and I'm done. And done is done for me. You know, I'm just like, you've hurt me too much. And I got to have some self-worth here and some pride.
Okay.
And,
okay.
And I think I've gotten over the traumatic part where I just cry all the time.
Yeah.
And I've also learned that I have many more wonderful friends than I ever thought I did. I mean, I knew I did, but boy, are they're in it for me. And my family has been great, and I've even told my husband, you know, I feel bad for you because you don't have what I have, and you know, and I'm bad. But anyways, my question to you is, I kind of feel guilty now, and I feel bad for the guy now, and I just feel like he's manipulating me. So, like, I think he's probably already or been able to do that for, you know, 20-some years now.
It sounds like. Well, look, honey, look, you're not going to switch off 20 years plus however much you dated instantly. And if this was an acquaintance, if this was somebody that you had just met and gave you a sexually transmitted disease because he was cheating on you, you would have dumped him. So the fact is, that you have ties to him and you care about him and you probably even love him. But the point is, can you ever trust him again? And is he willing to accommodate, is he willing to take any responsibility for his behavior, including changing some of the pathologies, making something up to you, trying to re-cement this relationship? And the answer seems to be pretty loudly and clearly, not going to happen.
Yeah.
I'll give lip service to it. But, you know, look, you're flexible. She's let me get away with this in the past. She'll calm down. I mean, you can hear his thinking. You can say, well, okay, promise her anything and be nice for a little while, and then she'll forget about it, and I can go on with my life as I want to. And you're now saying not so much. I'm not sure why you're still there. Are you?
Yeah, because I want the house, and I'm not going to leave, and he won't leave either.
Then do you have a lawyer?
I do. I do, and I'm just getting the ball rolling on that. And I'm even kind of afraid to serve them papers.
Why? When you say afraid, what does that mean?
Well,
afraid of what?
Afraid of his reaction. Afraid of, you know, as things get more truthful. I just kind of worry that he's going to have a breakdown. I worry that he'll, do something stupid.
Like what?
Oh, I don't want to say commit suicide, but it has entered
so
my
you're
mind.
Worried about, you're worried about, because usually when people say they're afraid for one of three reasons. Either he will hurt me, he will hurt himself, or they'll be, or I suppose there are more than maybe three, but they all have to do with he will do something to me, something to himself, something to the kids, which sounds not particularly relevant in this particular case, or something financially to either himself or to me, which can, so, I mean, one of the things to do, and this is something you need to talk with your lawyer about, because, again, possession is 9/10 of the law, but one of the possibilities may be not to vacate the house completely, but to say to him, you know, we've been talking a lot about bribery today, and one of the possibilities is to say to him, look, I'm not your enemy, and you're not my enemy. I'm disappointed that we're not going to grow old together. But for right now, and one of the possibilities, let me sort of give you an alternative scenario. But let me stick with the divorce scenario temporarily, and then we can circle back on the alternative. I want to say, look, this can, I don't want to harm you. Is the house in both of your names?
Yeah. Yes.
Do you have a job?
Yes.
Can you support, can you pay for the house by yourself?
Yes.
All right. How, is the house worth, do you have a mortgage on the house?
Yes.
Is the house worth more than the mortgage?
No.
Is it under, is it about the same? No. If you sold it, would you break even?
The mortgage is less than what the house is worth.
Okay. So how much would, if you sold the house today, what do you think the profit on the house would be after you subtract the mortgage?
Maybe $150,000.
Okay. Presumably you live in a community property state and the house is in both of your names, so you'd split the money.
Right.
Okay. Is it worth it? That's one of the things that you need to think about. Because here are the possibilities. So we'll go through all of them. One of the possibilities is to say to him, for you to leave the house has to be sold in a certain amount of time, and you would split the proceeds, which means that he's then left with a house. It's a lot easier to move yourself out than to move him out. Is there some reason where you'd want to keep that house in perpetuity? Does it? I mean, is it a family homestead or something?
I've got family very close. And,
but you've got another piece of property fairly close as well.
That,
I mean, look,
yeah, that's
you,
true.
Think about this for a moment. And I'm not committing you to anything. Because you talk with me about it doesn't mean you have to put the house on the market tomorrow.
Yes.
You're dealing with a volatile situation. You're dealing with a situation that the longer he has to get used to the idea, probably the safer everybody's going to be. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
Because it's things that we think, oh my goodness, I can't believe this, what am I going to do? It's the panic that triggers the violence either toward ourselves or toward somebody else. All right? So if you said to him, for example, and I'm going to circle back with another idea as well. Look, I'm going to go find an apartment. Do you have enough money to put a down payment on another house if you had to?
Yeah.
Okay. All right. I'm going to go find another place. You're going to pay the mortgage on this. And if he doesn't pay the mortgage, then you need to make sure you're keeping an eye on that because you don't want him, again, that was my fourth option, is that people can do funny things about money, and your house is probably the largest asset the two of you own. So you don't want him, you don't want to go into foreclosure just to punish you. Hold on to that idea. Let me come back. I'm going to deal with a bunch of issues for you and see what seems the most feasible to you. All right? 855-99-37569. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Safety, safety, safety. I'm saying it three times. Studies show you need to hear something three times to remember it. So remember, safety, safety, safety is important to me, me, me. That's why I love Grainger. Grainger has the products to help keep our facilities safe and people safer. Say it with me, kid. Safety, safety, safety from Grainger, Grainger, Grainger. When you think safety, think Grainger. Get it? Got it? Good. Call clickgrainger.com/safety or stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
A great business needs a stunning website. And with Wix.com, you can do it all by yourself. Wix.com makes it easy to look amazing online, no matter what type of business you're in. Show off your images in a beautiful gallery. Grow your contact list and get all your social media in one place, just the way you want. Your customers are going to love it. So, what are you waiting for? Show the world what you can do. Go to Wix.com and create your stunning website today. It's easy and free.
Here's Dr. Paul Meyer, Christian psychiatrist, author of 85 books, and founder of the national chain Meyer Clinics, to tell you about To Your Health liquid vitamins.
I've been taking these every day for over a decade now, and I try to encourage every one of my clients to take them every day, and there's a number of reasons. First of all, it's the best vitamin you can get. It's got dozens of vitamins, antioxidants, and nutrients in it. And then the most important reason why I do it as a psychiatrist and recommend it to my patients is because it's got brain food in it. It's got the essential amino acids. It's got tryptophan, phenylalanine, tyrosine, choline, vitamin B6, and these chemicals that are all natural from food turn into the brain chemicals that make you happy.
To Your Health is delicious. Find out more today. Call us 800-801-3459 or visit online at mytoyourhealth.com. Use the coupon code RADIO15 for a 15% discount on your order. That's mytoyourhealth.com.
I'm Nick Soboleski, a SelectQuote agent with a true story that could save you hundreds of dollars a year. A woman named Linda just called. Her husband, Ray, has a $300,000 group life insurance policy, but is changing jobs and can't take it with him. Well, I impartially shopped the highly rated term life insurance companies we represent and found Ray, who is 41 and takes medication to control his cholesterol, a 10-year, $500,000 policy for under $26 a month. That's almost twice the coverage for less than half of what he had paid. If SelectQuote hasn't shopped for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 1-800-403-4885. That's 1-800-403-4885. 1-800-403-4885. Or go to SelectQuote.com. We shop, you save. Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price can vary depending on your health issue and company and other factors. Not available in all states.
All right, listen up, because this is the most important thing you're going to hear all day. What if I said you could make money flipping houses without any cash, credit, or manual labor? And what if I said you could do it part-time from the comfort of your home? Sound unflippin' believable? Hi, I'm Preston Neely, and I'm going to prove it by sending you a free copy of my smash hit selling book, How to Get Rich in Real Estate. It sells online for $19.95, but I'm giving away free copies this week. To get one before they're gone, call 1-800-959-9582. I used to be so broke, I had my electricity shut off 9 times. But I figured out a simple way to make money flipping houses without even breaking a sweat. Now I'm living the good life, and so should you. Listen, if you're sick and tired of stressing about money, this book could change your life. Hands down, it's the fastest, easiest way to get started in real estate. Let me prove it. Call right now to find out how to get your free book. When they're gone, they're gone. Call 1-800-959-9582. 1-800-959-9582.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
Susan, who's got herself kind of a sticky wicket here. She's been married for 20 years to a guy who cheated. He got a sexually transmitted disease, which he didn't bother taking any precautions about, so she got the sexually transmitted disease. He agreed to stop cheating and to clean up his act, none of which has happened. We don't know if he's cheating again, but he's still drinking. He hasn't gone into therapy. Do the two of you have a sex life at all right now?
Oh, no.
Okay. All right. So the deal, let me just walk you through the deals. The first deal is don't get hung up on the house. You should check, but most states have community property. So no matter, unless you lose the house, which you really want to make sure you don't, he's going to have to divide it. So if you get the house, you're going to have to probably buy him out. If he gets the house, he'll have to buy you out. The easiest thing usually to do is to sell the house and split the proceeds. All right, so you need to make sure that the house doesn't go into foreclosure. So we can come back to that. At this moment, it seems to me, several options. Trying to get him out of the house, that he's not going to work against his own best interest, and his own best interest is to stay in that house. Because as long as he's in that house, functionally he's married. He can still cheat. He can still drink. He doesn't lose anything by doing nothing. It's going to drive you wild at some point, right? You want him out. He doesn't really want you out. So you staying in that house without an ability to really get him out is working against your best interest. Therefore, let's look at the options. One of the options is for you to move out, get yourself a place, put the house on the market. All right, and split the proceeds. Okay. All right, the advantage about that is it's clear that you're out. You need to make sure that your lawyer draws up paper so you're protected. You need to make sure that the mortgage is still paid and the taxes are still paid so you don't doesn't go into foreclosure, so he doesn't do a spiteful screw you. But he'll get some significant funds out of it as well. But your house probably isn't going to sell overnight. And therefore, it gives him some time to get used to it. You're not in that house anymore. He's clear that you're toast. You're not playing anymore. All right. Second possibility, which is similar, is to say, I'll tell you what. And this goes at it from a different angle of saying, I won't divorce you if you'll move out instead of having to pay. How do you guys pay the mortgage? You split it. He pays it. You pay it. How do you pay the mortgage right now?
Our money is in an account together, and it gets paid that way.
Do you both make about the same amount of money?
No, he makes a pretty significant amount more than I do.
Right, go ahead.
I can afford it on my own, but he does make more.
You need to make sure you shouldn't have money in joint accounts right now. You should get your money out of a joint account because he can, you know, remember my fourth thing of money? The
uh-huh.
easiest thing for him to do is write a check on that whole balance.
Okay.
And it's legal for him to do that. In theory, you could do the same thing, but presumably you wouldn't. But the point is you should not have your money in that joint account. If the two of you are, if he's making twice the amount of money that you're making, then he should have been paying two-thirds of the mortgage, and you should pay one-third of the mortgage.
Right.
That's how you do it. And it sounds like it's not, but...
No.
We'll work it out in a better way for next relationship. But for this one, one of the possibilities is to say to him, I'll tell you what, I'll give you 6 months. I'll give it to the end of the year. We've got six
okay.
months. You got to move out. You got to get yourself a place. And he makes more money than you do anyway. We'll continue to pay the mortgage. I won't divorce you for 6 months. The conditions are still in place about drinking. You know, you can sleep with other people if you want because I'm not going to sleep with you. But you can get in therapy. You can stop drinking. And I'm willing to revisit the issue of our marriage in 6 months. I won't take any. I won't date anybody, and I won't take any legal action against you. Although you may want an order of separation. You talk with your lawyer about that because that again gives both of you some time, and that has the possibility. The issue is, I won't start divorce proceedings if you move out. So that way, you are in the house.
Okay.
I think that so that it's because he. If you say I'm going to divorce you, he's not going to move. And his lawyer would tell him not to move.
Right.
So that's not viable. So if you don't want to do, and you have to have some degree of sincerity about the separation, but it sounds like you do a little bit. There's a part of you that would really not like him to kind of clean up his act. And you don't have to be 100% sure. You just have to have some, that's some possibility. It can even be 90-10, but it has to have some possibility. Otherwise, that's not a very moral thing to do, and you're going to run into the same problem in 6 months that you're going to run into today if you're completely closed and you're just using it as manipulation. And even though he's manipulative, two manipulations doesn't make a moral act, so you don't want to do that.
Yeah.
All right.
No,
but
I don't think I'd do that because I'm not even 90-10. I'm like 99.9 and 0.1.
Then the obvious thing to do, you could still say, look, then it doesn't really make any sense because what you're going to do is give him false hope. And if the whole theory is the longer he has to get used to this, the more stable the situation will be, then that doesn't make any sense. So let's move back to the issue of, all right, I'm going to divorce you. You can stay in the house. We're going to put it on the market unless you want to buy me out. And buying you out may make some sense because in theory you own half the house. So that would give you, and let him worry about selling it. So that's a possibility. But he's only going to believe that if you're not there. If you're in that house, he's going to believe that you're going to stay in that house. And so are you.
The thing is, Dr. Joy, I I'm not going anywhere. I kind of refuse to leave this house.
But he's not going to do it either. You're going to have to get. you can talk with your lawyer about it. But there's no physical violence. You can't get a restraining order. He owns half the house, so there's no way really of evicting him. Which means that you're going to have to appeal to his better nature, which doesn't seem to exist. And you can bribe him. You can say.
Okay.
I'll give you, if you'll move out now, instead of splitting the house with you 50-50, I'll give you 60-40. I'll give you 60-40. But look at it from his point of view, which I know is not the world's most comfortable position to be in at this moment. There's no reason in hell for him to move out under these circumstances.
Yeah. Well, I can stick it out. I can stick it out. I want to know how to get through this without hating him, because I know that he's going to be in my life in some capacity for the next 50 years if I live nice and long.
But Susan, he isn't. All he'd be in your life for is, birthdays and weddings.
That's what I mean.
Yeah, but that's a couple days a year.
Right.
And the farther, the farther you are away from him, the more your feelings will neutralize, because over time they really will diminish, and he doesn't have any day-to-day impact on you anymore. As long as you're in that house, the whole thing, essentially, you can say whatever you want. But your head can say, well, we're really divorced. Your heart, you're in the same house with him. You're doing the same kinds of things. The kids see you as mom and dad, as married. Your friends are going to still see you as married. You're putting too much emphasis on that house. You're getting stubborn about something that's going to cost you a lot more than it's worth in the long run. You're saying, I'm not leaving this house. It's a moral thing. He cheated on me. In the old days of when there was grounds for divorce, you could sue him for adultery.
Right.
And most states don't have that anymore because it was nasty and messy and unpleasant and whatever. And I mean, you could appeal to his better nature, but it doesn't sound to me, he's not going to do it. Because even if he had a better nature, even if he said, look, what I really want you to do is move out of the house and let's take some time to think about that. But you're not really saying that. You're saying, I'm out of here. I'm done. But where is the motive for him to move out of that house until he finds someone that he falls in love with, who wants to get married, and then he'll divorce you because she wants to marry him. She's pregnant or something.
Right.
Do you really want to wait that out?
No, I really don't. I really don't.
Then you have to rethink the issue of the house. You really do. Because that's what's holding you there. It's only a house, kiddo. And you're telling me that financially you can afford to get another place. I'll tell you what. Here's the deal. This weekend is a holiday weekend for most people. So this weekend is not the weekend to do it. But next week, go start looking for homes, for a house that would make you happy. All right? And you don't have to do anything but look.
Okay.
Mortgage rates are at all-time low. You've got some cash. You can afford to do this. He is not going to believe that this is done until you're not there anymore. And you're really mortgaging, literally, your future to that house. Because he's not going to move. There's no reason for him to move at this moment. And a lot of reasons for him to stay.
Yeah, good point. Good point.
And look, I know we fall in love with houses. I mean, we furnish them and we paint them and we remember where our kid was born and where we made fudge together. It's only walls. It's only bricks and mortar. Go and look around and see, because all you have to do is fall in love with a little place that would be perfect for you, where you'd have your own study or something. And I think you'll rethink this, because what you're doing is, the hold that he has over you is not manipulation and not sympathy. It's the house. I'm going to put you on hold. If you want to talk some more about this, go ahead. Just hang on for me. I'll be back in a moment. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Connect with Dr. Joy on Facebook.com and Twitter.com/Dr. Joy Brown Show.
Are you sneezing, coughing, and aching? Do you have a sore throat, a fever, or the sniffles? There's no reason to be sick this cold and flu season with immune system support from Supernatural Silver. Supernatural Silver can give your body the help it needs to fight off harmful pathogens without hurting beneficial gut flora and without leaving behind resistant bacteria. Antibiotics can damage good microflora and often leave behind bacteria, which can cause problems later on. If you're sick of being sick, try Supernatural Silver. Supernatural Silver, the number one choice of thousands for a safe and effective way to protect against the many diseases and illnesses that we are facing today. Go to SupernaturalSilver.com, read our customer reviews, and see the life-changing results that people are having. That's SupernaturalSilver.com. SupernaturalSilver.com. Use the promo code PROTECTED for 20% off your entire order. And like us on Facebook, Supernatural Silver.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
This is a healthcare alert from the Pain Relief Hotline. If you, a family member, or a loved one suffers from knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, we've got great news. You don't have to suffer any longer. You can immediately qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you by calling our 24/7 pain relief hotline at 866-389-0620. Delivery is free and all paperwork is handled for you. If you are on Medicare and have knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain, don't wait. You can qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost by calling our 24/7 pain hotline now at 866-389-0620. Our representatives are standing by 24/7 to take your call and rush you your pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you. Shipping is free and all paperwork is handled for you. Just call 866-389-0620. That's 866-389-0620. Again, 866-389-0620.
There's nothing more enticing and intoxicating than the finest meat cooking on an open flame. Freeze-dried meat from NewHarvest.com is U.S.-grown, 100% all-natural with no extra fillers. Just grass-fed beef and free-range chicken guaranteed to stay fresh and delicious. Add New Harvest freeze-dried meats to your current food storage. You'll buy direct from the factory, not a third party, ensuring the best price and the highest quality. See all our products at NewHarvestFoods.com. That's NewHarvestFoods.com.
I'm Nick Soboleski, a SelectQuote agent with a true story that could save you hundreds of dollars a year. A woman named Linda just called. Her husband, Ray, has a $300,000 group life insurance policy, but is changing jobs and can't take it with him. Well, I impartially shot the highly rated term life insurance companies we represent and found Ray, who is 41 and takes medication to control his cholesterol, a 10-year, $500,000 policy for under $26 a month. That's almost twice the coverage for less than half of what he had paid. If SelectQuote hasn't shopped for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 1-800-403-4885. That's 1-800-403-4885. 1-800-403-4885. Or go to SelectQuote.com. We shop, you save. Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price could vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available in all states.
Have a question? Need advice? Dr. Joy Brown is here to help at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Here, I am a fan of bribery. And the best way to know how to bribe somebody, a bribe is only effective if you're offering somebody something they value. And sometimes you think you know what they value, but it may not be that. So one of the most effective ways of dealing with a difference of opinion where you're trying to convince somebody to do it your way is to say to them, what can I offer you that would make it worthwhile for you to be willing to go along, to able to go along with this? And sometimes they'll tell you, don't commit to it up front. I mean, you don't want to be trying to get Taylor Swift to your 10-year-old son's birthday party, but or maybe you do. So, but asking is a way of, again, you hear that kind of the underlying theme of almost everything we talk about here is essentially that, to talk about things. That most most people want resolution. I mean, I think most people really don't want to have fights going on in their life, even though some people are pretty good at picking them. And there certainly are drama kings and queens wandering the earth. But the point is that I think most of us want people to like us and to be happy and to have a relatively carefree life. I mean, you know, in general, most of us don't want angst. And so just saying to somebody, look, this is really important to me. I understand that you're uncomfortable about it. Is there anything that I could offer you that would make you okay with this? I understand you're never going to be completely on board, and that's okay. But is there anything I can offer you? And just even that discussion is a way, quite often, of breaking up a logjam. Because, as I said before, it's a way of helping somebody understand how important it is to you. So, Trevor, have you ever been bribed?
As a kid, I'm sure. I think my grandpa always used to, like, offer $10 bills for a clean plate.
There you go.
Kind of a thing.
Yeah, $10. Wow.
Yeah, very generous man.
Yeah. Good.
Funded my Hot Wheels addiction.
Yes, there we go. And you're probably not even fat, are you?
No, He's German, old German kind of guy, and all about kind of healthy eating. And
So you had good food. You had to eat your peas.
Exactly.
All right, eat your veggies. Isn't it funny how much, as kids, we rail against vegetables, and how as adults, many of us adore vegetables?
Oh, yeah. Well, I mean, my adult brothers are not still kind of bought into the whole vegetable situation, but I am.
Well, my mother, much as I love her, was a terrible cook. And as I mentioned, we didn't have any money. So we had the vegetables. I don't think I ever had a fresh vegetable other than maybe celery. Celery and carrots I had as fresh vegetables. I'm trying to think if there's any other. Peas, definitely not. I didn't realize how terrific peas are. Corn, I actually like canned corn, but real corn is much better, although it has no food value. It's straight, you know, it's straight cellulose or something. It's just, I mean, and things like succotash we never had, rutabaga we never had, rhubarb was, you know, like might as well have been in a foreign country. Asparagus, believe it or not, I had because it grew in the yard. So I had asparagus, but canned everything. Beans, I didn't realize that beans are really good. So what can I tell you? But as an adult, I mean, vegetables are kind of my favorite thing to eat under basically any circumstances. And people say fruits and vegetables, but fruits, by and large, I mean, a little bit of fruit is okay, but fruits, by and large, are very sugary. So they're not as good for you as a lot of the vegetables. And there are some things that we think that are vegetables are really fruit, and some things that we think are really fruits that are really vegetables. And then there's the avocado, which is a nut. Of course, we love avocados. Everybody's sort of come...
That.
Yeah, people have sort of come to understand that avocados are really terrific. They're pretty high in fat, but it's a good kind of fat. All right, so let's see what people... I'm trying to think of bribes that I've either offered. I mean, it's so much a part of my life of just saying to somebody, okay, what can I do that will make this work for you? So it's just so much a part of my life that it happens, if not on a daily basis, it happens a lot. So I don't really sort of... I'm trying to think if anybody's ever bribed me that... Well, I suppose the paid to do a speaking engagement is probably a bribe, just because I'm still somewhat of a nervous speaker. So the idea of being, well, at least I'm getting paid, you know, and that's actually how I rationalize it, is I'm getting on a plane that, you know, has been delayed for 15 hours, and it's a puddle jumper, and I'm going to someplace, and I'm going to be late, and you know it's going to be bumpy, and I think, well, at least I'm getting paid. So I suppose that's the basis of some of my speaking behavior. All right, let's see what other people have said.
All right, so Connie says, never offered or received one in my life.
Well, I bet you have, basically, because as you point out, as kids, we're bribed all the time. You know, as you get a story if you brush your teeth. If you go to bed early tonight, then you get pancakes for breakfast tomorrow. I bet you have. You still like the idea of it, but I bet you have.
That's
she said,
point.
Batting her baby blue eyes. Yeah. Rethink it a bit. I bet you have. Okay.
And then Drew says, I paid 500 pesos, about $10 U.S., to get out of a traffic ticket in Manila.
Good plan.
There you go.
Was it called bakshish? Which is a whole different thing, which is that, well, that's basically bribery, which is the price of doing business in a lot of countries. That bribery in most parts of the world is considered both bargaining and bribery. And when I go to the UN, which I will probably do again this year, one of the they have a it's like a World Financial. I think it's called World Financial Organization. I think it's called WFO, which is the world's 800 biggest corporations. And they got, which I thought was extraordinary, that they would all get together and they put out basically a set of behaviors that everybody had to agree to, that they wouldn't exploit, that they would not exploit workers, that they would not indulge in bribery. And there was one other thing that I thought was just extraordinary. That, I mean, that these people get together and they're really, on some level, some corporations really are trying to make the world a better place. Well, I think, and they wouldn't pollute. That was the third thing. They were extraordinary as far as I was concerned. First of all, I never knew anything about it, and I think most people still don't, even though I talk about it. That there really are corporations that have hearts as opposed to just little greedy maws that are polluting the world and destroying livelihoods and destroying markets and things of that sort. That, I mean, as you said, once you make, you know, $1 billion, what do you need two for? You're never going to be able to spend it. So, and you can only buy so many yachts. I know, re-education of the wealthy. I don't know how successful we're going to be at that, because they'll say, if you were so smart, how come you're not rich like I am? Hard to argue with that particular... I mean, it's not really a particularly moral stance, but it is not uncommon. But there really are multinational corporations that are really moral and trying to make the world a better place. And so there you go. All right, 855-993-7569. If you've got something on your mind that you'd like to talk with me about, we have another hour and a half on which, during which to take phone calls. And today we're going to do the interview that we've been deferring about the cost of clothing, which sort of fits into a lot of the things that we've been talking about for the last week and a half, and something to think about, right? 855-993-7569. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Show? No problem. Download the podcast right now at drjoy.com.
Piedmont Attorney Spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with Principal Office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
This is an alert. If your business or church is building this year, you're about to pay more than you should. This could mean thousands of dollars more for your office, retail space, church, or warehouse. A General Steel building can save you as much as half the cost and time of similar conventional construction. And we're offering rebates of up to $20,000 to help you build today. Call General Steel for free information that could save you thousands. Call 866-91-STEEL.
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 Did you know a dirty CPAP system can make you sick? If you knew what could be growing in your mask and hose, you might not sleep so well. But now, SoClean.com has released the world's first and only automated CPAP cleaner and sanitizer. It kills 99.9% of all CPAP germs, and it's completely hands-free. For a limited time, you can try SoClean risk-free for 30 days. Just call 1-800-900-0684.
SoClean changed the CPAP experience for the better. My health has improved. It's simple to use, and I'm not worried about infections.
SoClean destroys CPAP bacteria, viruses, and germs with no hassle. Never have to clean your machine by hand again. There's no water, chemicals, or disassembly. Just pop in your mask, close the lid, and presto, your CPAP system is clean and fresh in minutes. Call SoClean.com to try it risk-free at home for 30 days. This is a limited-time offer, only available by calling 1-800-900-0684. That's 1-800-900-0684.